Welcome to Tool World. We're your hosts. I'm Gordon Ju.
And I'm David Ju, and we're here to discuss everything about IGF patterns. If you're interested in learning more, make sure to like the podcast.
Welcome back to our Tool World podcast. I'm your host, David Ju, and I'm here with Master Ju.
How's it going there, Mr. Ju?
It's going pretty good.
Still chilly.
Still a bit chilly.
Anyway.
Just a few updates here. Coming up soon in February, we have our Tool 2 seminar. That's going to be both in-person and virtual, so we hope that you guys can join in. And if you have more questions or want to see more about the date and the time, you can go to toolworld.com/events. It's going to be posted up there.
You can't go to Juice Taekwondo?
Well, this is a Tool World podcast, so you can go to Juice Taekwondo too, but I think that one only gives you the in-person option.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. Anyway, so today we were going to talk a little bit about crescent punch, turning punch, angle punch, and what exactly are they? And I just want to give a little quick shout out because we just recently added the angle punch to C from USIN to our Tool World Plus program. And this is kind of what it looks a little bit like here.
You can't see that.
Can't see. Stay focused.
Just tell them to log in.
Look at that. Ed, you can log in. And we're able to get some videos and look at our old resource material. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, first time I used that.
Yeah,
there you go.
So yeah.
Pat yourself on the back.
I patted myself on the back. That was quite a recent work in there. Anyways, so let's talk a little bit about crescent punch, turning punch, angle punch, and...
What are they?
What are they? I mean... Seems almost, I don't want to say stupid, but when you do an angle punch, no one's going to be in a closed stance on an angle punch. So
well,
what exactly are
well,
we practicing here?
I kind of think of them really as, in the boxing world, as a hook.
Yeah.
You know, that wide swing to from the side coming in this way. And those are basically what they are.
Mm-hmm.
Turning punch, crescent punch, angle punch. And specifically, I think we're talking about the angle punch today. But it's a technique that goes from the outside in.
Right. But they're all three kind of interrelated because when you look at the descriptions, it's like, oh, this one's just a turning punch, but this. And then this one's just a crescent punch, but this, right?
Right.
So they're all kind of similar. And let's start with crescent punch. What exactly is that?
Well, crescent punch, very similar, like you said, very similar to turning punch or... angle punch. It's just that the angle is a little bit further out, right?
Yeah.
It's 45 degrees.
90 degrees?
Well,
the
they are 90, most of these. Oh, I see what you're saying. The arm is, it does say that, right?
Yeah.
90 degrees on the crescent punch. And so when you do that angle, it's a little bit further out. And then when you bring it in for like the turning punch to the solar plex line, that your arm has to bend out. It's kind of the way our body is, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you do the angle punch, it's a little bit further out, so that 90 degree angle doesn't appear.
So where exactly does that angle punch line up?
Well, the angle punch should line up to the chest line of the opposite chest, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm punching with my right hand, it's gonna be lined up to my left chest line. The chest line being closer to where I usually just say the patch versus the body part.
Yeah. And so what would we use an angle punch?
Well, an angle punch, again, is someone's a little bit further away. I think in encyclopedia, you see a person's kind of, you're like on their side, maybe 90 degree angle, and you're striking them. Basically, you're striking them in the solar plex because you're mostly standing straight up.
Mm-hmm.
You could be in different stances as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, but these punches, because they're shoulder line, that to me says that it's a middle punch.
Okay.
So I think like crescent punch, I mean, you don't see angle punch at the high level. It's always the chest line. Turning punch is also the shoulder line. However, on the crescent punch, we see that could be the shoulder line, which is to the solar plex line. And you can also see it as a high crescent punch, which would be more like at the eye level. Which is also interesting on some of these ideas about how the fist is also positioned. In the turning punch and the angle punch, we notice that the fist is straight across. Should the fist turn a little bit more up So the palm is facing more towards your opponent when you execute the crescent punch.
Well, that's a good question. I actually think, but I don't have my Tool World Plus filled out on this one yet.
Don't.
So we haven't done the crescent punch yet. But I think it says that the crescent punch could be performed with the four knuckle. Four knuckle being the first knuckle, is that not right?
Right.
So then you could do it like this instead of rotated down.
Yeah, so my thoughts on it is that the reason why we might pull it up this way is so that you're hitting with the forefist, right? And so in order to do that, you kind of have to rotate it in a way. I kind of agree with that, or I kind of think really that's like too far away. Because if you're closer, if you look at an opponent that's a little bit closer, you still can perform the crescent punch where the palm is facing down and still hit with the two knuckles. It's just that when it goes further out, I'm going to hit with the four knuckle. That would be incorrect, right? And so the only way to do that maybe is to rotate that hand. So you're going to have, I think we're going to have some people that might have an opinion on that. But that's my opinion, that I think that really on the crescent punch, the technique is a little bit closer. And that's why if you look at the encyclopedia, the photograph shows that the palm is facing towards the ground.
Right, right. And so angle punch and turning punch are specifically used when we're a lot closer to our opponent.
Right. It's like in boxing, hooking, or like a hook, right?
Yeah, right.
So that's also interesting because we don't see any techniques of the low hook. Can you not do that technique?
No, I mean, obviously you can. Obviously you can.
It's nothing. What part are you punching with? Is it the two knuckles and not the two knuckles? Is it the whole fist?
Right.
What part of the fist are we punching with? When you look at these different punches, they're very similar, but they're really dependent upon where your opponent is relative to you, right? So like Pawan, relatively close, but he's about one shoulder width away from me. I'm just gonna say one shoulder width, it's not exactly that. But I'm trying to, he's more lined up with my chest line,
right?
And crescent punch is a little bit further out. That's why I say it's because of that 90 degree angle. Turning punch is to the solar plex line.
Right.
And again, that's dependent upon where your opponent is standing. Again, just these slight angles. And these angles are, yeah, they're important, I think. I kind of think of like, to give you an example, like walking stance, the back foot is pointed out not more than 25 degree angle. When you look at that, and if you're standing in front of an opponent and you move into the walking stance, and you keep that back foot pointed forward, you're actually moving 25 degrees off of that person, you know, that line. That might be just the right amount of angle to intercept the punch or whatever the attack is for your counterattack. It's these angles. How much should I move? You know, in class, I always talk about you have to move forward, but you can't always move directly in front of them because you have an attack coming at you, so you have to deflect that a little bit and you have to move at a certain angle. What is that angle? I think 25 degree angle is a pretty good example, and especially going from a parallel stance to a walking stance.
You know, I had an interesting thought about these punches too, is that when you execute like an angle punch, let's say in a walking stance, are we getting that hip involved? Because when we look at, let's say we're boxing and I throw a hook, I'm twisting that hip into it to come around.
Yeah.
But is that the same on these type of punches too?
I think so.
Even though they're front punches?
Yeah.
Or like full face, sorry, not front punches, they're full facing punches.
Right. And I think there is. It's just that maybe there is not as much because of the way the angle, it's kind of like rising block. We talked a little bit about that in class recently, how some students actually wind it up from the side and it kind of comes upward. Nothing wrong with that. It's just that if I was going to intercept, let's say, someone with a knife, well, that interception might cause it to cut your arm because you need to intercept it at a 90-degree angle. The rising block has to be full-facing so it goes straight up. And I think that's true. Does that mean that you're not engaging your hip? No, I think you still engage the hip. It's just that the windup might not be quite the same.
I see.
And I think that that would be the same as the turning punch or the angle punch. Could you wind it up really wide and then come across? Yeah, you can.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, let us know your thoughts on angle punch, turning punch, and crescent punch. The hooks in Taekwondo.
Hooks. Yeah, we don't have hooks.
No. Why didn't you just call it like a hooking punch? It's kind of interesting.
I don't know.
Anyways, don't forget to leave us your comment on what you think about this topic. And as always, don't forget to be safe.
Keep training.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Taekwon.
Thanks for listening to our podcast.
We hope that you enjoyed it. We hope to see you next time.